He sat before the mirror of the second-floor bedroom, sketching his lean cheeks with their high bone ridges, the flat, broad forehead, and ears too far back on the head, the dark hair curling forward in thatches, the amber-colored eyes wide-set but heavy-lidded. "I'm not well-designed," thought the 13-year-old with serious concentration. "My head is out of rule, with the forehead overweighing my mouth and chin. Someone should have used a plumb line." He shifted his wiry body slightly so as not to waken his four brothers sleeping behind him, then cocked an ear toward the Via del Anguillara to catch the whistle of his friend Granacci. With rapid strokes of the crayon, he began redrafting his features, widening the oval of the eyes, rounding the forehead, broadening the narrow cheeks, making the lips fuller, the chin larger. "There," he thought, "now I look better. Too bad a face can't be redrawn before it's delivered, like plans for the facade of the Duomo." Notes of a bird song came fluting through the 10-foot window, which he had opened to the cool morning air. He hid his drawing paper under the bolster at the head of his bed and went noiselessly down the circular stone stairs to the street. His friend Francesco Granacci was a 19-year-old youth, a head taller than himself, with hay-colored hair and alert blue eyes. For a year, Granacci had been providing him drawing materials and sanctuary in his parents' home across the Via del Bentaccordi, as well as prints borrowed surreptitiously from Ghirlandaio's studio. Though the son of a wealthy family, Granacci had been apprenticed to Filippino Lippi at the age of 10. At 13, had posed as the central figure of the resurrected youth in St. Peter raising the emperor's nephew in the Carmine, which Masaccio had left uncompleted, and was now apprenticed to Ghirlandaio. Granacci did not take his own painting seriously, but he had a sharp eye for talent in others. "You're really coming with me this time?" Granacci demanded excitedly. "It's my birthday present to myself." "Good." He took the younger boy's arm, guiding him along the curving Via del Bentaccordi, which had been built on the oval site of the old Roman Colosseum, past the high walls of the prison of the Stinche. "Remember what I told you about Domenico Ghirlandaio? I've been apprenticed to him for 5 years, and I know him well. Be humble. He likes his apprentices to appreciate him." By now they had turned into the Via Ghibellina, just above the Ghibellina Gate, which marked the limits of the second wall of the city. On their left they passed the magnificent stone pile of the Bargello, with its colorful governor's courtyard, and then, after they had turned right on the street of the proconsul, the Pazzi Palace. The younger boy ran his hand lovingly over the irregular, rough-hewn blocks of its walls.
"Let's hurry," urged Granacci. "This is the best moment of the day for Ghirlandaio, before he begins his drawing."
They went with unmatched strides along the narrow streets, past the Street of the Old Irons, with its stone palaces and exterior flights of carved stone stairs leading to jutting penthouses. They made their way along the Via del Corso and saw on their right, through the narrow slit of the Via dei Tedaldini, a segment of the red-tiled Duomo, and after another block on their left, the Palazzo della Signoria, with its arches, windows, and crownings of its tan stone tower penetrating the faint sunrise blue of the Florentine sky. To reach Ghirlandaio's studio, they had to cross the square of the old market, where fresh beeves, cut down the backbone and opened wide, hung on pulleys in front of the butcher's stalls. From here it was but a short walk past the Street of the Painters to the corner of the Via dei Tavolini, where they saw the open door of Ghirlandaio's studio. Michelangelo stopped for a moment to gaze at Donatello's marble Saint Mark standing in a tall niche of the Or San Michele.
"Sculpture is the greatest art," he exclaimed, his voice ringing with emotion.
Granacci was surprised that his friend had concealed this feeling for sculpture during their 2 years of friendship.
"I don't agree with you," he said quietly, "but stop gaping. There's business to be done."
The boy took a deep breath. Together, they entered the Ghirlandaio workshop.